With a total of 2,230 sales in 2013, the Park City area real estate market is up 22% over 2012, a jump that hasn't been that big since 2004 and 2005. Carol Agle, the chair of the Real Estate Board Statistics Committee, says that median prices are also increasing in most segments of the market.
We did $1.5 billion this last year and $1.2 billion the year before that. The biggest news that we've noticed is that our inventory, that means active listings, is at an all-time low. And the somewhat disappointing surprise is that we're not seeing a correlative uptick in all market segments going back up. As that inventory gets low, one would hope that the demand stays the same or increases, and therefore prices will go up. We're seeing some, certainly steadying of prices. We're seeing prices go up in certain neighborhoods, but we have whole blocks of neighborhoods that are still sitting there.
Inventory is at an all-time low since they started tracking it in 2007, and buyers, she says, will avoid those units that mean a complete makeover unless it's a great deal.
Buyers are not looking for older, dated homes with chopped floor plans and narrow halls and low ceilings. Anything under $700,000 that's a house, or anything under $400,000 that's a condo in our school district gets looked at very hard. But on some of those condos, the dues are just so high. People can't qualify for the loans for them. On the older condos, the dues might be $500 a month just for the dues.
In 2013, Agle and Board President Marcy Davis said that Old Town was hot.
We averaged one sale every 5 days in 2013 in Old Town.
Which is incredible when you think about it. And then the Snyderville Basin was also one of the hotter, not as hot, mm-hmm. but one of the hotter areas. And there we actually were up 12% in the number of sales.
And 9% in the median price, exactly.
Buyers, she says, are paying up to $800 a square foot for homes that are 2,000 square feet and smaller. Also in 2013, Davis says there were three sales of Main Street condos close to the $2 million mark.
And we really haven't seen that previously. And that will help, I think, to help the Main Street Mall with the new construction that's going on there. And I think people are starting to see that they like being in town and in the metropolitan area, walkable to everything. And that's something we really haven't seen in past years.
Another interesting trend is where second homeowners are choosing to buy. With Park City more than 90% built out, she says the pickings are thinning out.
Of the house sales in Park Meadows, 50% are second homeowners and 50% are primary homeowners. That's a really big different trend. Buyers today, second home buyers, want to be near Kimball Junction and be able to go to Whole Foods or Walmart or whatever it is. And they see being too far from that as a detriment. So who knew that we were going to be selling ski property based on how close it was to Whole Foods rather than how close
or
it
was to Five Guys
be
Burgers and Fries.
Yeah.
So they don't care if they're up on the ski slope, huh?
Not as much.
There's been a big change. And then, of course, an awful lot of people who come as a second home end up making it their primary residence after they've been here a while.
Some good news is that the number of distressed sales, those units which are being foreclosed on or close to it, are nearly non-existent.
In 2011, 31% of our sales were in some way distressed. That's 31%. And that meant that the distressed sales, regular sellers were having to match those prices. And then by last year at this time, 13% of our sales were distressed, and now it's 3%. No longer setting the market.
That's Carol Agle and Marcy Davis with the Park City Board of Realtors. Agle added that in the last 3 weeks, they've seen a number of units in Upper Deer Valley go under contract. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.